prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines: 4 die and 7 injured in Lusaka Chongwe accident. Human Rights Commission backs Bill 7 but raises concerns on independent candidates. And in Global News, 11 killed in shooting targeting Jewish community at Australia's Bunda Beach, police say. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM Main News. 4 people have died and 7 others seriously injured in separate road traffic accidents that occurred in Lusaka and Chongwe districts yesterday. Zambia Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the fatal accidents occurred at Mandevu roundabout in Matero, along Great North Road opposite Zambif in Matero, on Chalimbana Road in Chongwe, and along Great East Road opposite NRDC in Charleston. Mr. Chilawi says the deceased, whose bodies are at Matero Level 1 Hospital, Chongwe District Hospital and University Teaching Hospital mortuaries, are yet to be identified pending post-mortem examinations. He says the injured, including a 6-month-old baby, were rushed to nearby hospitals, with some admitted in serious condition. Mr. Chilawi says police have impounded the vehicles involved and detained the drivers suspected of negligence while investigations are ongoing.
The Zambia Police Service has recorded 4 fatalities and 7 serious injuries from separate road traffic accidents that occurred in Lusaka and Chongwe districts on December 13, 2025. The fatal accidents involved male pedestrians. An unidentified man aged between 25 and 35 died in a hit and run at Mandevu roundabout near Matero. A 48-year-old man was hit along Great East Road opposite Zambif in Matero area. Another unidentified man aged between 25 and 30 lost his life in a hit and run on Chalimbana Road, Chongwe District. In addition, serious injury accidents were recorded along Chipata Road in Marapodi compound, Kawama area in Chongwe, and Twalala Road near John Howard Market in Lusaka.
Traders at Kawes Railside Market are pleading with Zambia Railways Management to reconsider their eviction notice, saying that it is their only source of income. The traders claim the eviction, allegedly backed by a named store, will leave them without a means of livelihood, as the market is their primary source of income. In an interview with Phoenix News, the traders have requested a meeting with Zambia Railways Management to discuss the matter, hoping to find an alternative solution to the looming eviction. And when contacted, Zambia Railways Public Relations Manager Sombe Longwani explained that the eviction is mainly due to the safety of the vendors themselves, but indicated that she needed to confer with the Estates Department before issuing a concrete comment. The Human Rights Commission has backed the amendment of Bill No. 7 of 2025, saying it has the potential to enhance inclusive and diverse representative democracy and development. Commission spokesperson Mwelwa Muleya says the Commission presented its views to the Parliamentary Select Committee, raising concerns but largely supporting the bill as progressive. Mr. Mulea has explained that the proposed amendment to introduce a hybrid electoral system combining first-past the post and proportional representation is a game-changer for Zambia's democracy, which aims to promote inclusivity and diversity representation. He says the Commission believes the new system will address historical imbalances and inequalities in participation and representation in the National Assembly, providing opportunities for underrepresented groups like women, youths and persons with disabilities. Mr. Mulea, however, says the Commission has expressed reservations about the proposed amendment to disqualify individuals who belonged to a political party 2 months prior to nomination date from contesting elections as independent candidates, arguing that the decision to contest elections as an independent candidate or through political party affiliation should remain a matter of freedom of association, guaranteeing the right of the electorate to vote for a candidate of their choice. Overall, Mr. Mulea says the Commission believes the proposed amendments aim to implement long outstanding recommendations from citizens, potentially enhancing Zambia's constitutional framework and electoral processes.
The Commission wishes to clarify and state that it made its presentations to the Parliamentary Select Committee that was appointed to review and scrutinize the bill. In summary, the Human Rights Commission raised some concerns, but overall supported the amendment of the Constitution, because the proposed amendments enhance democracy and equitable development. Justly and fairly implemented, the constitutional amendment will enhance democracy and equitable national development, and therefore it must be supported to that effect.
The Constitutional Court has dismissed an application filed by the Legal Resources Foundation Limited seeking to halt the ongoing recruitment process of judges of the Superior Courts. The application filed on 11 November 2025 sought an interim conservatory order to stop the recruitment of an additional 20 judges pending determination of the petition, with the petitioner arguing that the appointments would cause irreparable harm. In opposing the application, Attorney General Murilo Kabesha told the court that the recruitment exercise is being conducted in accordance with the law, that expanding the bench to reduce case backlogs in the public interest, and that the petitioner had delayed in seeking the conservatory relief. Mr. Kabesha also submitted that recommendations by the Judicial Service Commission to the President are not final until the constitutional appointment process is completed. According to a Ministry of Justice statement issued by Principal Public Relations Officer Joe Nkandani, Constitutional Court Deputy Judge President Arnold Shilimi found that the matter did not warrant the exercise of judicial discretion to grant a conservatory order, and that the petitioner failed to establish a prima facie case sufficient to justify halting the recruitment process. A conservatory order is a temporary court order to preserve the status quo or protect rights until a full hearing, preventing actions that would make a final judgment meaningless. Government has successfully completed the construction of the Mumbwa Mineral Market Center, marking a major achievement in its ongoing efforts to formalize, empower and enhance the artisanal and small-scale mining sector. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo has confirmed the development, saying the facility has now been fully connected to the national grid to ensure a stable and reliable power supply for all operational needs. Mr. Tembo explains that with construction works finalized, the center has entered in its final administrative and logistical preparations ahead of its official opening, after which it will start purchasing processed gold directly from artisanal and small-scale miners in the region. He adds that